So, Donal, looking ahead to the weekend's game at St Mochta's in the FAI Intermediate Cup, and it's the start of the year, and I suppose, first of all, it's good to be back playing football.
Yeah, don't think we ever stopped, Oisin. We've had three games in the last 3 weeks there. We were in over just before Christmas, so with the FAI Intermediate game down in Cork at the beginning of December, so we'd been in training probably the least was once a week, and then sometimes it was twice, and then we had a few friendlies before Christmas, and we've had a few since after Christmas. So for some boys, there hasn't been a break at all. But I think, yeah, it's a new year, it's a new chapter. You know, what can we do? Can we go one further? I mean, it's nice to win the league, it's nice to win the cup, and in the Ulster Senior League, but this is an opportunity for us to progress even one further and maybe get to the quarterfinals of an All-Ireland.
Yeah, you mentioned that you didn't really stop during the winter, and I suppose Dermot, or Donal rather, you haven't really stopped over the course of the last 2 years, because you won doubles back-to-back, and you also had the Intermediate Cup thrown in there as well, so there really hasn't been a break of a couple of months for you.
No, I suppose even 3 years when you look at that, because what it is that we've come through starting from the January before that, when you're pre-season and then you're going right through. So maybe it's even three years now. So, I mean, it's good to be in this situation. What it does is it gives people the opportunity. You go into the EA Sports Cup, you go into the FAI Cup proper, and you're able to put yourself and attract a few players as well. But I suppose when that happens, naturally, you're going to have one or two players that are going to wean off. Some people are going to get older. Some people will move on. So it's about adding to the squad each year and trying to attract players that you hope that are want to play in the Ulster Senior League and want to try and push themselves forward.
And Donal, you made another addition to the team in recent weeks. Ryan Varma has now joined from Institute. Another good player for you.
Ryan is a young boy that I've known, you know, for a while. He's from the Inishowen area, and he came down to watch us in a game there a few weeks ago against Derry under-19s, and I think he came a little bit disillusioned at Institute not getting first team and place, and he wants to, you know, get back to enjoying his football. And when you have players like that who are willing to come to Cockhill and want to be associated and want to play with us, well then, you know, that says a lot for the players that are there at the moment. It says a lot for the club. But I'm looking forward to working with Ryan. He's got a lot of potential. He's only 18 years of age. And as I said to him, I says, I'm hoping this player isn't around in a year or two, that it's only a stepping stone for him. But he's coming to a club where he's going to get opportunities. He's going to play now in the last 16 of the All-Ireland on Sunday. He's going to play in the EA Sports Cup. He'll get a chance to play in the FAI Cup. He get a chance to play in also Senior League throughout the year. So what it is, and then he's using the facilities at Cockhill, and then we've got a coach there, Dan Nolan, who's an excellent coach. So he's an opportunity to learn from the players that are already there and to push himself forward, and I think he's the sort of player that will go on in a few years' time.
Let's focus on the tie this coming Sunday against St Mochta's. Obviously, Donal, there's history there, having lost to the side last year in the last 16 of the competition. So both sides very much familiar with each other.
Yeah, I mean, what it is they, you know, I think we know what to expect. I think, I mean, last year maybe when we beat Crumlin United, we thought that, yeah, we could give it a real go. And I suppose what it is maybe even me, I underestimated in St Mochta's. I thought maybe because they were a Division 2 side, at that stage they were a Division 1A and they were third tier of the Senior League in Leinster, that maybe they probably wouldn't be as good as Crumlin and wouldn't have played as much football, which they probably don't. But what they did is they have a lot of good attributes. They're physical. The pitch didn't help us that day. We had a sending off, maybe just a little bit naivety. So what we're equipped in with this year, Oisin, is that we know what we're up against. We know they're going to be physical. We know they're going to be strong. The pitch probably won't be able to play on like we try and do, and we might have to change our approach. It's about sticking tight, and I suppose we can see the two goals. I think it was after 15 or 20 minutes, and the rest of the game, you know, we tried to push and tried to push, and there was times where we held that game. We've had a lot of possession, but we just didn't cut them open as much as we'd like to. Maybe we're an extra man, we could have. But it's about learning from that and how we push forward. And, you know, when you look at the likes of Jerry Gill and Liam O'Donnell and, you know, Johnny Havlin and Gavin Cullen and Garvin Freeland, players like that, you know, these are boys that are continuing to mature and continuing to learn and have a lot of experience. And I've no doubt that if, you know, when it comes down to it, it's whoever wants it most on the day.
Given what you've experienced last year's at Blanchardstown, do you think then Donal pitches in a better position going under the tie this time around?
I don't know, because I don't know what the weather's like, but I think maybe that, I'm hoping it is, but I know there's been a lot of rain this year, and I suppose it, what way the ground holds up to it. But you know, you have to adapt to that. And I suppose what it is last year we were just a bit naive. We tried to play out from the back. We put ourselves under a lot of pressure. We didn't hold our position. We didn't keep tight. So yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that the weather or the pitch will be a lot better, but I suppose we'll just have to wait and see and just take it from there.
Given all the experience that you have had over the last number of years playing at different competitions at senior level, and you have never been in the last eight of the FAI Intermediate Cup, but do you feel that the squad that you have at the moment is maybe better equipped now to tackle a competition like this and go further?
I think every year, and as you add and whatever, is that, yeah, it gives you that opportunity, because you know, ideally, Oisín a home draw would have been nice, but I mean, when you're going away and you're travelling away, and it's about how players respond to that, and I'm just hoping that we go out on Sunday and it's not, you know, the last time when it came away, I think it was just disappointed that the players had let themselves down, that maybe there was only, you know, on the day that there could have been a lot more performances. And I think the key on Sunday is that, you know, it's we know that we're in a battle straight away, which is going to be good for us. And it's about not just having five or six performing or seven, it's about having nine or ten, even if you have to carry that one player or whatever. But it's everybody rising to the occasion and everybody going, I have no doubt if we go out and give our best ability and play the way we can, that there's no reason why we can't come away with a result. We've played the likes of Drogheda in the past, some beaten 4-2. We've played Galway, we've beat them 3-1. We've played Mervy, we're unlucky to get beaten 2-1. We played the likes of Sligo, we got beaten by Finn Harps 3-2 in the AA Sports Cup. So we know on our day that we can match teams and we'll score goals and we can hold ourselves in fitness. So I think what it does is it comes down to, you know, a bit of mentality and a bit and who wants it most. And it's about me gearing the boys up for Sunday now and realising that, you know, we win on Sunday, that's the last eight, and we get a home draw, you could make it into the semi-finals, if not further.
You possibly could. Listen, one final question, Donal. I suppose this is ideal preparation for the new Ulster Senior League season as well.
Yeah, so yeah, and it gives me an opportunity as well to, you know, have a look at players, and I think everybody's looking forward to the season coming up. No, with some reservations about playing in the winter because of the pitches and stuff, but I suppose what it is we'll get this match over a Sunday and then we'll see what then the Knockalla Cup brings. I think we've got Rathmullen and that, which will be a hard team, you know, a hard fixture as well. And I suppose what it is, Oisín, is, you know, we talk about, you know, it's nice to get away and play in the last 16 of the All-Ireland and stuff, but what we need to realise as well is that every team in Donegal now wants to play against Coghill, and every team wants to beat Coghill. I think we've gone 2 years now undefeated in the league and the League Cup, and everybody who plays against us, it's a cup final for them, and it's about us, you know, rising to the occasion and continuing to push on.
Donal, thanks for taking the call today, and all the best in Dublin on Sunday. We're all hoping you get under the last eight of the competition.
Okay, thanks very much, Oisín. Thank you.